Grand Rising, my loves, I am so, so honored that you have chosen to hold space with me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for choosing you today. I have, of course, an amazing read and meditation mapped out for us today. I've only got two decks here with us. I don't have our Sacred Melanin deck today. Instead, we're going to just pull messages from the Spirit deck, a little selenite cleansing out the decks, some blue kyanite for some co-creation and speaking, asking for Spirit to come through and activate in this space, a little bit of amethyst, keep us all in a high vibrational space, in our most, and connected in our most highest purpose. I want to take a moment to, one, Reiki this situation. All right. And thank you, thank you, thank you, guides, for showing up, for always showing up on time at the right time. Thank you, guides. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Got this morning and made myself some jasmine tea. I've been up for just a little while, so my brain is trying to catch up with me. I don't usually record right after I've woken up because I need a little bit of time for the fogginess to leave me. But I had to get it done today. I had to get it done today. I was feeling called. So I'm called to sit in my purpose, in my path, allow for messages to filter through. You know, we have a lot of high energy going on right now at this time. Oh, we got a card, guys. We got a card, guys. Oh, yes. The first card that just shot out. Taking care of myself is a radical act of self-love. And we've got, another one. We've got that card. Ooh, and they're all pink. How beautiful is that? Oh, and we've gotten that card before. We've gotten it before. All right, we got a message. We got a message. And funny enough, I've seen all these cards before. Sometimes I'm like, yo, Dex, kind of know what the other cards look like. But it just must not be my time or the people's time, right? We'll be vibrating in a space, don't we? All right, so taking care of myself is a radical act of self-love is the first card that we got. I claim my desires. I hold great visions. I am ready to receive is our second card. Our third card is all that I need is coming to me in ways I could never have imagined. Our third card, I celebrate all the greatness in my life. The fifth card, attacking others is an attack on myself. I choose to release this now. Cleaning out the second deck, which is our dreamer's deck. And then we're going to get into what the full message is after we get all of the message. I see Spirit's got a theme here with this pink here. Color therapy is a thing for me. color readings is a thing for me. And it's something I've always seen, colors. Being able to read colors is a beautiful thing. Get a lot of accurate answers through the colors. They tell you a lot of things. And in this present moment, Spirit has got so much pink radiating. Funny enough, before I sat down, I was thinking about if I wanted to bring in my pink. Oh, got a card already, too. Spirit, do we have any more cards? Is there another message? I was looking at that pink manganese before I sat down. I was thinking about picking it up, but I didn't. But I see why I was drawn to the color pink. And we got four cards from the Dreamer's deck. All right, first card out of there. What would your higher self do? You are a divinity in blue jeans. The second card, well, the first card was 20. The second card, 11, breadcrumbs of bliss. Heed your pleasure principle. Third card, weird is the new cool. Boldly express your uniqueness. Fourth card, the third card was 48. Fourth card, 21. Plant seeds of intention. Go, grow, glow. All right, so I see our spirit's talking to us right now, right? So taking care of myself is a radical act of self-love. We have been here. We have been in this vibration. Spirit is calling on us to evoke these radical acts of self-love in our life by taking time to cultivate love in our lives, starting with self, by taking care of self, sweeping around our own door, being mindful of us taking the time out to hold grace-filled space for ourselves. And I challenge you guys. I challenge you to set an intention in this moment to show up for yourself daily first. To show up for yourself daily first. We talk about this, guys, you know, go to sleep without your phone in the room. Go to sleep without the disturbance of that responsibility, right? Allow for your sleep in your room to be your sanctuary. Evoke a space of radical self-love in that space. Make sure you have your alarm set so that you wake up on time, of course. You know, but I even suggest that if your only alarm is your phone, invest in an alarm clock because they do exist. You know, allow for your brain to be able to completely relax. And I mean, it'll be hard at first because we'll wake up thinking about the phone. But if you quickly move those thoughts into focusing on the breath, sitting gratitude to the feet, from the bottom of the feet to the top of the head, you'll find how beautifully your life will begin to unfold for you. And the phone will become just an instrument in this life, not the life, right? So our second card, I claim my desires and hold great visions. In fact, I'm going to actually slow this down a little bit. I claim my desires. I hold great visions. I am ready to receive. If you need to replay that back and say that over yourself today, please do that. Those are beautiful affirmations to help us get in alignment and stay in a space of alignment to what it is that Spirit has ready to gift us, right? Just go ahead and take the time to claim out your desires right now. Claim them out as if they are yours. They are already here in the present time and moment. Scream them out, say them out, think them out, write them out. Hold those great visions of those desires within you. Allow them to fill you up, to run through your bloodlines, to go from the fingertips to the toe tips, to the top, tip top of the head. Just allowing for the blood to circulate all of those visions and really have that vision ingrained in your DNA within the cells of you. That feeling is going to make you really opened up to receive all the spirit has ready just for you. And of course, we know that all that you need is coming to you in ways that you could have never imagined. Ways that you could have never imagined. All that you need. Boom. I want you guys to know I dream of genieing it right now. Ding. Twinkle, 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 right? Your wish is spirit's command, yo. Right? Command what's yours. Put it out there. So I celebrate all the greatness in my life. Well, of course, we know that's a reminder to continue to celebrate even the smallest of tiniest of steps. Allow for yourself to enjoy the baby steps. Allow for yourself to feel good in the basic stuff. You know, getting back to the basics is a lot of what has been going on in my mind. Over the last few weeks, I've been doing Reiki attunements, teaching Reiki, and the more and more that I stand in that space, the more and more that I know, like I know, like I know, that I am really walking in the path that I am purposefully supposed to be on, that Spirit has ordained me for this space, and I feel amazing about it. It fills me up in ways that I never knew I was capable of being filled to. My favorite speech is Maya Angelou's speech, Rainbow in the Clouds. And I play that speech before each of my Reiki attunement classes. It don't matter how many classes you've taken with me, you're going to get that speech at the beginning. Because it is a fresh reminder. It is a fresh reminder of what this is truly all about, right? So she says, you know, this work that you get called to do may not be profitable. You know, it may not be grandiose, and these aren't her words, you know, but I'm ad-libbing for the fact that my brain is at this time not producing the actual verbiage of hers in that space, right? So basically, you know, this life may not produce all these old grandiose things, or this work that you do may not be that so profitable, right? But it's the kind of work that leaves your soul satisfied. It's the kind of work that gives you protection. The kind of protection that bodyguards can't give. Though that's that reminder right there. That soul-satisfying reminder about this work. You know, I've spent a lot of time in this life battling with myself about energy exchanges, you know, monetary energy exchanges, and what that should look like for me. And yes, I have an abundance mind frame. I have a wealthy mind, right? And I know that this brain is made of gold. And I know this, right? And like Free Soul says, I got a brain made of gold. I'm ready to sell it by the brick, right? I know this, right? And there are times that I'm ready to sell this by the brick. But there are the other times that Spirit says to me that this is such your path, that I got it already set up for you, your abundance. How you gonna get it? How you gonna support this? I've already got it set up for you. Just go and do the work. You gonna get what you're supposed to get every single time. Because this the kind of work that brings satisfaction to the soul and a kind of protection that bodyguards can't even give. Be sure to celebrate this great time in your life, this soul satisfying time in your life. And our last card in this deck says, attacking others is an attack on myself. I choose to release this now. So it must be a vibration in the creative conscious collective that it must be a vibration of feeling attacked or feeling so irritable that we're like a animal backed into the back corner of a cage, tired and ready, primally, instinctually ready to pounce on whatever doesn't feel good. But the real truth is that we can conserve that energy for greatness, transmute it, transform it. And choose to love ourselves first, practicing that radical self-love, we'll leave no room for an attack of others. So, in our Dreamers deck, what would your higher self do? 20, the number 2, right? Which is the number of duality, the number of togetherness, basically like the number of unity. There we go. So on 20, we have, you are a deity in jeans and a t-shirt, and within you dwells the infinite wisdom of the ages and the sacred creative force of all that will be and never was. Anton Saint Martin. From a quantum-filled perspective, there is only one of us here. Your guides, inner and outer, are all part of the sea of brillness in which you swim. You're drenched with higher guidance, and if you choose, you can trust it to lead you to your own wisdom, and that's only if you choose. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, every man is a divinity in disguise, a god playing the fool. And Rumi said, I have been a seeker and I still am, but I stopped asking the books and the stars. I started listening to the teaching of my soul. In other words, the sum total of all the outward guidance in the world doesn't hold a candle to the wisdom of the guidance force within you. Remember, you are at one with the one. Open your heart to the divine within you, and then open your journal, grab a pen, and allow your inner wisdom to pour through. When you open your mouth to speak, allow this higher perspective to express through you. The mantra for this card: I trust the wisdom of my higher self and follow it step by step toward higher ground. Man, if these cards just don't be lining up with each other, right? This taking care of yourself, this radical act of self-love, these connections to breath, these moments of clarity, of sitting with spirit, this time and this space, these are the things, the small things that bring us into a deeper connection with ourself, into a trusting space with self, right? That fills my heart for all of us. That fills my heart for every single one of us. And look, and we move on into 2, right? I'm sorry, into 11. I'm talking about 2 because I was reducing 11 down to 2. I'm basically in the same vibration of the 2. Basically, oh my goodness, y'all. Spirit know what be talking. In the same vibration of the 2 is what we got. 11 also being a master number, you know. Breadcrumbs of bliss. Heed your pleasure principle. First of all, I just have to acknowledge spirit in the space because I see you, I feel you, I know you're here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for always showing up on time at the right time. I am so appreciative of all the messages that filter through in this moment and the next and the ones before. I stand in the space of full gratitude. I am so thankful to be deeply woven into this tapestry of life, allowing this connection between spirit and I to happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because these two cards are both 20, are both 2, right? And then the next two cards are both 3s. So we have 22. And 33. Oh, man, guys. And it gets a little deeper into where the book is at right now also, okay? So, breadcrumbs of bliss. Heed your pleasure principle. Breadcrumbs, guys. Breadcrumbs to me is like the baby steps. The baby steps. That's what the breadcrumbs are to me. Following the breadcrumbs to heal ourselves. Sometimes Sankofa, right? Going back in the past to heal ourselves, to move forward in the future. Oh, absolutely. To move forward in the present. To be grounded in the present requires a little bit of that past back there, the good parts of it. Oh, my brain said. Maya Angelou also says in Rainbow in the Clouds that before she begins to speak or go anywhere to be in the public's eye, she calls everyone that has stood with her, that has extended kindness to her, to come with her, to show up with her. You know, I look at that. I look at that as a Sankofa. It's bringing the good parts of the past to the present. Calling on it to stand with you. To be with you. Follow your bliss and doors will open for you that you never knew existed. What? Follow your bliss and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls. Joseph Campbell. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit. Oh, there we go. Look at Spirit reiterating that all that I need is coming to me in ways that I could have never imagined. If y'all don't claim that right now, I'm going to claim it for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for delivering that to us. We are in such a grateful space. Oh, man. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for removing any obstacle that was keeping us from all of these divine things. It is no accident that you are on this planet at this time, in this place, with these people. It is no accident that you've been endowed with unique gifts. Your gifts and talents are within you for a purpose. It's not your job to know your life is meant to unfold, to know how your life is meant to unfold. It's only your job to be attuned to the bliss that moves you, guides you, and underlies your every interaction moment by moment. When you honor your dreams, your inner guidance, and the promptings of your soul, you are rewarded every step of the way with resurgence of soul juice, aka bliss. This is not a temporary high that leaves you crashed and burned out. The breadcrumbs of bliss will lead you to the best place to be in divine right order. Our mantra here is, I follow the breadcrumbs of bliss that lead me step by step toward a most fulfilling life. Oh, yes, Spirit. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Man, if this ain't just speak over a lot of the stuff that we just pulled here already, right? Right? And for even to the things that I was talking about before this card came out. Yes. I want to thank Maya Angelou. Yes, for the spirit of Maya Angelou. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. I want to thank her for all of that wisdom that she just poured into all of us, you know? It's even coming out in these cards because it's coming out in the things that I'm saying that I'm gathering from Rainbow in the Clouds. That's reiterating itself in the cards, that the card is a woman in the clouds with ribbons of rainbows on her. Okay? That the card is a woman in the clouds with ribbons of rainbows off of her. That this card even reiterates how this is it. That it's only your job to be attuned to the bliss that moves you, guides you, and underlines your every interaction moment by moment. And that when you honor your dreams, your inner guidance, and the promptings of your soul, you are rewarded every step of the way with the resurgence of soul juice, aka bliss. Honor you, your dreams, your abilities, your right to exist in this time, in this space, in this place, with these people. Honor that. Honor your divine right to your soul juice, aka bliss. Our third card, 48. Just let me show you how it's 3, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1 and 3 is 1 and 2 equals 3. This is why this card is 3. Weird is the new cool. Boldly express your uniqueness. So I see that some of us are still having an issue in embracing who we really are, the unique parts of who we are, what we've been birthed to be, period. The only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, jeerious of everything at the same time. The ones who never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, burn, burn like fabulous yellow Roman candles exploding like spiders across the stars. Jack Kerouac. You've had a golden experience, one which seems impossible to describe. Yet be reminded of the biblical phrase, to the one in whom much has been given, much is expected. It is your sacred duty to find the words, or at least the symbols, and the courage to express them to your tribe and the parts of yourself that didn't go on this adventure. If you are called to strange, or if you are called strange or odd behind your back, then so be it. Weird is a mantle to wear proudly, because in being true to yourself, you might inspire someone else to be more of themselves. When you peer outside of the confines of your ordinary world, you encourage others to recognize there is joy in being themselves. The word weird comes from the Old English weird, which is spelled W-Y-R-D, which means fate, chance, fortune, destiny. And who stands, and the one who stands in both worlds. Be emboldened to be your weird self, for it is the weird ones that bring forth noteworthy contributions. All in all, stand fully and confidently in who you are, no matter what the rest of the world may feel about that. No matter what they think is weird. Because weird, coming from the old English word wired or weird, W-Y-R-D, being fate, chance, fortune, destiny, and the one who stands in both worlds. Oh, well, that describes us already, doesn't it? And the mantra for this one is, I validate my uniqueness as soul gold. As I share the treasure, it is multiplied. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit, for delivering these messages to us. Plant seeds of intention. The card number is 21, which we know reduces down to what? 3. Got the 33, Christ conscious number. Spirit is in here, letting us know that it's in here, right? In here. Plant the seeds of intention. Go, grow, glow. Every blade of grass has its angle that bends over. I apologize, that was the wrong word. Every blade of grass has its angel that bends over and whispers, grow, grow. The Talmud. Take a moment to explore what it is you truly want deep within the core of your being. There is a yearning in your soul to move towards your destiny. So what is it? What seed is gestating, urging, and burgeoning inside of you? Dig past the top layers of ego, societal conditioning, and shoulds, and you will find your own soul blueprint awaiting your attention so it can guide you towards your most magnificent expression. Access this information in your dreams with a dream declaration. Clearly state where you would like your dreams to take you. For example, my dreams will reveal how I can step into my most empowered creative expression. When you do this, your dreams are given a powerful fertilizer. Allow your dream declaration to be the garden hoe that cuts out the weeds of noise and distraction. Contemplate your intention throughout the day and use your dream declaration as a meditation that tucks you in at night and wakes you up in the morning. The mantra for this one is, all of nature is rooting for me to grow into my highest soul's blueprint. All of nature is rooting for me. to grow into my highest soul's blueprint. I would really like for you guys to try out this dream declaration. And it doesn't have to be worded in the same way that I just expressed, which I will give you that wording again in case you want to use that wording for yourself. If you're having a hard time birthing your own wording, you feel welcome to use these words for yourself and to your birth, your own words to use. Or you might stay in this vibration because these might be the words for you, you know? My dreams will reveal how I can step into my most empowered, creative expression. This whole journey is about stepping into our power, claiming our power, reclaiming our power, right? Recognizing who the F we are. Recognizing who the F we are. And spirit is calling us that if you're not in a space already of recognizing who you are, well, all it takes to be you, being grateful for you and the steps that you've made, all the things that have brought you into this space. If we're not standing in these vibrations, spirit said, take the baby step of a radical act of self-love by taking care of you first. We'll move on to the read and our meditation. Right, and actually we'll do the meditation first and then move on to the read. So if we're not already all in a comfortable space, let's all get there together now. You can choose to lay down or sit down. If you're sitting in a chair, ground your feet down, knees about hip width apart. If you're in a lazy lotus, reach back, lift up the fleshy part of your butt. You do this even if you're sitting down in a chair and rock back on that sits bone. Feel that alignment happen in the spine. Bring our awareness into our spine no matter how we're sitting or laying. Rolling the shoulders up to the ears, scrunch, scrunch, scrunching them up. And then rolling them back and down. Got a little bone cracking there. Allowing for the palms to rest on the thighs loosely, facing up. Tucking the chin in slightly so we align that spine completely together. Feeling as if there's an energetic cord pulling us from the crown, making us tall, making us big in this space. Together, let's release the breath in the body that's here with a nice sigh. Push, 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 push all that breath out. Now closing the mouth, touching the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth. Inhale deeply in through the nose. And exhaling out of the nose. Nice deep exhale, holding at the bottom. 3, 2, 1. Inhale deeply in through the nose. Holding at the top. Finding solace in that in between. 3, 2, 1. Releasing out through the nose. Push, push, pushing that breath out. Holding. 3, 2, 1. Inhaling deep in through the nose. Holding that inhale. 3, 2, 1. This time releasing out of the mouth with a deep sigh. your eyes have not closed already, close them now. Falling into your normal breath cycle. One of the most pleasant ways to cultivate mindfulness is to notice the things that bring you joy. By taking the time to appreciate these moments, you are training the mind to recognize more of them in the future. In this practice, you'll be taking a short walk and noticing what makes you happy. Find somewhere to walk anywhere. It may be in a park, on a trail, or around your block. Picture it, visualize it. Where are you at? It doesn't have to be anywhere real special, but it can be. It can be as special as your imagination will allow for it to be. Feeling happy with this visualization before you start to walk. Let's take a few more deep breaths. This time, notice the feeling of breathing in your nostrils as you inhale through the nose now. And exhaling out of the nose, still noticing the feeling of breathing at your nostrils. Breathing deep as we inhale in through the nose. And releasing deeply as we exhale out of the nose. Grounding yourself in the sensation of your feet on the ground. Tuning into the weight of the body and the gravity holding you down. Begin walking. One foot in front of the other. Seeing yourself. Visualizing the path ahead, looking down at your feet, looking up and around. While looking and moving, look for something that you like. You may not love everything you see or experience, but there are likely sights, feelings, and sounds that you like. It can be as simple as a color or a shape of a thing, and not even the actual thing itself. When you do notice something that you like, say to yourself, "I like that tree." Or, "I like the color blue." Or, "I like the birds chirping." Say this silently in your head whenever you notice something you enjoy. Or you can say it out loud if you want to. Remember, there is no right or wrong with this practice. Be true to yourself and whatever you like. When the mind wanders off or falls into judgment, come back into the present moment by grounding yourself in the feeling of the feet walking and grounding as you walk. Then open back up to the experiences you are enjoying. What do you enjoy? After taking this moment of connecting to ourselves in this walk, in this beautiful visualization, you can now return to your day. Make some effort to bring this practice with you into your life. Whenever you notice something you enjoy, however subtle it may be, note to yourself that you like it. The gentlest lessons teach us the most. What a wonderful life I've had. I only wish I'd realized it sooner. Colette. All of us know about learning life's lessons through pain, struggle, and loss. But few of us realize that it is often the gentlest lessons that teach us the most. 7 years ago, our family went to a political convention held at a beach resort. While my husband attended workshops, Katie and I played on the beach. One afternoon, there was a surprise activity for the children. A ride on an elephant around the hotel parking lot. Katie was delirious with excitement. That night, as my husband and I tucked her into bed, I said, "Life is always full of wonderful surprises if we're open to them. Some mornings, you wake up not knowing what will happen during the day, and you get a ride on an elephant." A couple of days later, we returned home, and awaiting me was an invitation to join a group of American journalists on an all-expense-paid week-long junket to Ireland to cover Dublin's celebration of its millennium. The group was departing in 10 days. Now, there are many things that I am, but spontaneous is not one of them. After all, I had come up with every convincible reason to turn down a free trip to my favorite country in the world. My passport was out of date. Who would look after Katie? I'd have to juggle my work schedule. I'd just returned from a vacation, my husband said quietly. "So, you're not going to ride the elephant?" I smiled at him, gently learned the important lesson about being open to receive, and enjoyed one of the most delightful weeks of my life. If we are willing to learn our lessons gently, they patiently await us in the countless ways. Today, try listening to the wisdom of children, accepting the loving kindness of a friend, reaching out to those in need, asking a colleague for advice, acting on your intuition, laughing at your frontals, and accepting them with love. Observing how our pets live so contently in this present moment. Rediscovering the surprising healing power of spontaneity. Focusing on the good in any situation you are now encountering, expecting the best of every day, and realizing what a wonderful life you're living sooner rather than later. Of course, the unexpected often catches us by surprise. But if we are open to and grateful for gentle lessons, new teachers will appear in our path. Serendipity can instruct us as much as sorrow. Take a beautiful deep breath in through the nose, mouth closed, tip of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. And exhaling out of the mouth with the pushing that breath out. Inhaling deep and through the nose. And exhaling out of the mouth with the push that breath out. Closing the mouth, touching the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth for one last deep inhale. And exhale. Falling into your normal breath cycle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for honoring you today. Peace, love, and coconut oil hair grease, y'all. Until we meet again, remember that some bunny loves you.